A law that applies to the baking of the matzot. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Pesachim, Maran writes in Tafnun Vav and Tafnun Zayin, that the doughs that they make for the matzot, they usually make small doughs when they're kneading, less than the shi'ur that would be obligated for challah. So the doughs, let's say, are less than 3.5 pounds each. The reason being is because they don't want to make it too difficult for the kneader to have to work a big dough. You know, the rule by dough is that as long as you're working it, it cannot become chametz. But once you leave it, not worked, so then it already has the ability to become chametz. A big dough is hard to work the entire piece constantly. So they're worried on a big dough, you might be working part of it, and the other one is going to lay unworked, therefore it can become chametz. So they use small doughs. And then the question is, it's a small dough and it's not obligated in the mitzvah of challah, is there still a way to fulfill the mitzvah of challah on these doughs that they make? And the Shulchan Aruch says that since usually in a matzah baking, everything is being rushed. So although you'd be allowed to, let's say, take a few doughs and put them next to each other, where they're touching, let's say, and you'd be able to now mitzaref the two doughs and therefore take a challah for both of them. But again, in a matzah bakery, it's not so practical in the bakery because there's rushing. Everybody's rushing. Therefore, don't have that time to start taking the challah. So Maran says, the best thing in that situation would be is to bake the matzot and then to put all the matzot together in a bin and then take challah from the matzot. Even after they're baked, you can take challah, and you take one matzah to cover the whole bin that's mitzaref, all the halot, and that's the best way to fulfill the mitzvah. It should be noted that one has to be careful that the halakha does not allow us to take challah on Yom Tov. So therefore, unless you're baking bread or matzah on Yom Tov itself, but stuff that was baked before, that you could have taken before, you could have taken challah before, so then you're supposed to take it from before. So therefore, one has to be careful when he buys the matzot today. It's clearly done with the hashkachot that challah was taken properly in the baker. If you look on the boxes, in Yiddish it says challah genumen, which means the challah was taken. Now, of course, they write that on the box, doesn't mean anything. But we're assuming that the hashkacha, the meshkeim that were there, know these halachot, and the beracha that we make on the challah is lafrish challah teruma, and it's taken an hour today. If a person was baking, let's say, matzah on Pesach, which you can technically bake matzah on Pesach, it would be a problem to take from the dough to make challah. Because what are you going to do with this dough if you're making on Yom Tov? If you're making matzot on Yom Tov and you took a piece of dough and you said, "Arezu challah," what are you going to do with this dough on Yom Tov? Well, we don't give it to Kohanim today. So the Kohen has nothing to do with it. So therefore you can't bake it and give it to a Kohen because you can't bake food that you're not going to eat. No one can eat that challah today. Well, maybe you could take it and burn it. Well, you're not allowed to burn things on Yom Tov. You can't burn Kodesh on Yom Tov. So the only option in that case is, Maran says, if you took it when it was still dough, to drop it in cold water, ice cold water, and let it sit in the cold water until Chol HaMoed. And you have to make sure the water remains cold so it doesn't become chametz. Then Chol HaMoed, you can burn it. But that's not a good idea to do. Therefore, in that case over there, Maran says, if you're baking on Yom Tov, bake it, let it become matzot, and then after it becomes matzot, take the challah from the matzah itself.